For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Whose team will take the win? Tim and Davo present The Draft on K-Rock.
Yeah, it's time for The Draft. It's the most competitive time of the week, and I'm a little bit concerned today because the energy is feral in the studio.
Just off air, I think. You're poking bears, and me, and I'm the bears.
And I'm also the bears today. You've been out here poking.
Well, if you poke one bear, the bear's not just going to take it. The bear's going to poke back. And so we've got two revved up bears, and we have to try and beat the other person at the draft every week. Different categories of iconic things, teams of three. We get someone to call up on 5223-2955 and decide who is drafted the best for that week.
Yeah, look, today's category is in honour of the beautiful Dolly Parton.
Yes.
We're doing the most iconic blondes.
Yes, and always the rule is we can't draft the person who's inspired it. So if you pick Dolly Parton, I'll be furious.
Well, I'm breaking the rules if I pick Dolly Parton, and I wouldn't do that because this game means a lot.
You don't want to get in trouble. You hate getting in trouble.
But also it opens the door for you to break the rules, and I don't need that competitive nature getting into this studio any more than it already is.
So iconic blondes is the category. Davo, it's your week to have the first pick, so let's rip in.
All right, for my first pick, I'm going with an iconic blonde. She is awesome. I love her. It is Jennifer Coolidge.
Whoa.
Stifler's mom.
Mom. Okay. Didn't have her on my list.
You did?
Didn't.
Oh.
So, oh man, there's some really good ones.
Missed opportunity.
I'm going to go with my first pick. Oh, I don't think you'd pick them. I'm going to go straight out of the gates with Marilyn Monroe.
She's fitting the category. Well done.
Very blonde.
For my second pick, another icon in the world, it's got to be Miss Piggy.
That's Jennifer Coolidge again. You can't pick her twice.
No, it's
you
not Jennifer Coolidge. You can't pick her twice. They're not the same.
Same energy.
No. They're both icons.
Okay. Oh, man, there's some really fun ones. I'm going to go with my second pick, Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, he has a white blonde that I have always strived for.
That's the... I think you look... Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, David. You look exactly like Draco Malfoy.
After a shower. Slick back.
Okay.
All right.
Who's your final pick?
My final pick, Aussie icon, Kath Day Knight.
Yeah, good. Okay, we have shockingly different lists.
Yeah, I know. What were your criterias?
Just gorgeous. Iconic blondes. And with my third pick, I'm surprised, Davo, that you didn't pick this iconic blonde. I'm going to pick pure blonde, the beer. Oh, there's a bit of, like, I think, are you upset that you didn't think of that? Because you love beer.
Yeah, but it's not great. That's not the best beer, is it?
But
really
it's
isn't.
But it's blonde.
Yeah, I guess it's
blonde
pure blonde, but it's definitely not a great beer,
pure?
Is it? I mean.
All right. Well, let's have a. Hey, if you could just stop having a sook for 1 second.
I'm not sooking.
Let's have a recap.
Wow.
Davo's team final.
I've gone Jennifer Coolidge, Miss Piggy, and Kath Day Knight.
Tim's team final.
Marilyn Monroe. Draco Malfoy. And pure blonde, the beer. What a party that would be. A magical boy, a very old and troubled woman, and a beer.
See, I think my team would be a lot of fun to hang out with for sure.
5223-2955. Who has drafted the best team of iconic blondes? Pat in Grovedale, you called through. Pat, talk us through what you like, what you don't like, and then pick a winner for us, please.
Look, I'll be honest, Tim, you started off like a house on fire, but then when you mentioned Pure Blonde, the most ordinary beer there is, you lost me. You lost me. And the Miss Piggy was a great call.
Ooh.
So I personally think this is a very easy decision. Easily, Davo.
Oh, what? I thought Draco had you across the line, brother, and I thought that beer.
Draco was a good pick, but Pure Blonde was rubbish.
Yeah. Hey, Patty, you're a bloody legend, mate.
So here's a bit of insider information. I picked Pure Blonde because Davo, stop dancing for a second. I picked Pure Blonde because Davo is a guzzle guts, and I thought she would be upset that I thought of the beer creatively and she didn't.
Maybe if you'd put Davo instead of Pure Blonde, maybe you would have won, you know?
No, because the category is iconic blondes, not blondes I work with, but very much, Patty, in Grovedale, you bastard. Have a great weekend. Yeah, he's gone, yeah, as he should be.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Fridays definitely is a time on the show where we can try and wrap up. We want to wrap up the week. We're just kind of easing our way into the weekend. And I've been bringing you a hypothetical game called This or That every week.
Yeah.
And we talk through two hypothetical scenarios, and we have to talk through the pros and cons of both, and then both come to a consensus of what is the best this or
that. Yeah,
that's
great. Looking forward to it.
Okay. This week's one, again, they're really specific, so stay with me on this one. Would you rather your hair always faintly smells like garlic bread? No matter how many times you wash it, no matter what you do, you shave your head, it will always be there. So, like, you can faintly smell it, and others around you will always be able to faintly, not like aggressively, but faintly smell warm garlic bread.
Warm garlic bread.
Warm garlic bread. Or your fingers are always slightly sticky. No matter how many times you wash them, no matter what you do, even when you're in gloves, every single thing you do to try and stop your sticky fingers doesn't work. So you either have hair that faintly smells like garlic bread all the time or always slightly sticky fingers.
Okay, so should we break down the garlic bread situation?
Let's go.
First of all, I mean, garlic bread, delicious. Warm garlic bread, even better.
Yep.
Do you want to smell like it?
So, like, before it's even been heated up, you're opening it up.
Well, garlic
and you go,
just tastes, it smells delicious,
yeah, that's
right?
That's true, that's true.
You heat it up, even better, as I'll say.
That's how I prefer my garlic bread, cooked.
I think that would be not an offensive smell to smell. I mean, it's not something you'd want to smell like, but it's not offensive.
Though? I don't know. Like, you know how you cook garlic in your house and then, like, for 2 days after, you're like, oh, I cooked garlic, didn't I? And, like, so it's always with you, no matter what you do. And, like, you've literally said to me in the last half an hour off air, you're incredibly, like, affected by smells.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's not nice when a smell sticks in your nose. So that wouldn't be very nice at all. But how do you feel about garlic bread?
I love garlic bread.
Yeah.
I also prefer it to be cooked. It's delicious. But I cook with way too much garlic, and then, like, when you get it in your essence, it is hard to get out. And it's kind of like when you go to a bonfire and you get smoke in your hair or whatever, and that's like, and it's in your clothes, and you're like, I need it. This all needs to go. But you can never escape that. Like, the pro, yes, we all love garlic bread, but it doesn't mean you get garlic bread. You just slightly smell like it.
I want to also throw out there, if you are smelling it all the time, are you going to become numb to that? So you're just going to be used to it and you're not going to think about it anymore.
Decent. But everyone else around you will always go, I smell a little bit like garlic bread.
Not ideal. But let's talk about sticky fingers.
Slightly
and not
sticky.
The band.
Yeah, great band, terrible hand situation.
And lead singer, a bit dicey. We
okay.
don't need to get into that.
No.
But
no.
Sticky fingers all the time. So when you are touching things with your sticky fingers, keyboard, is it leaving a residue as well? Like, are we feeling sticky everything?
So, like, you're thinking about how often you use your hands, like your keyboard, your phone, touching handrails, literally holding hands with a loved one.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that.
I can draw you a picture. like holding a child, saying hello to your parents.
So that'd be like
high
five,
shaking hands to new people.
So you're expecting a new baby later this Christmas. You'd know that, of course. Like, when Davo holds the baby's going to be less sticky.
But then
that's
also
annoying.
Like, well, I wouldn't want to give you our daughter because you're like, oh, she smells like garlic bread too. So it's bad.
But your daughter might like Italian food and be interested in garlic bread smell.
Yeah. So, all right. So I think there's one for me that I think is much worse than the other.
Yeah. Okay. What's yours?
I think that having your fingers always slightly sticky would be reminded of it pretty much every 5 minutes in your life. Like, I think you could find it, like, yes, the garlic bread hair stuff would affect people, but mm-hmm. you would find your rhythm with it, and it's not affecting things you touch, things you do long term like that.
Yeah, I couldn't have sticky fingers. It would absolutely ruin me.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, we love local music. We love live musicians. They are absolutely incredible. But we cannot deny that AI music is making its little, getting its little hooks into us and creeping on into the world.
Josh Fawaz, an Australian DJ, really kicked off a bit of a storm a few weeks ago. He released a banger, and I'll see if
our music director allows it and to be in the system.
And we're only playing this to show
you
what it is. But he did a mix of Like a Prayer from Madonna. Here is a snippet of it. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees, I want to take you there. I'm not going to play the drop because it's going to take too long for us to get there. But so that person singing is AI.
Yeah, which isn't great because there are so many incredible singers out there. Yeah. And you know what? That's why this is very silly that we're doing this, but here we are, Tim. Yes. Yesterday, I thought I'd play around with a bit AI music, find out what it's all about, do a bit of research, I guess, you know?
Well, we're in the media. We're on the forefront of audio. We need to be looking into this. As much as you and I have spoken exclusively mm-hmm. of our fear of AI, and yes, there are handy ways you can use it, but it does scare us, but to understand the enemy, you must learn.
Yes, so I signed up for a free trial, which will only last a few weeks. So I thought, let's take advantage of it. Now, what I've done here is I've done a bit of a recap of the Tim and Davo show for this week.
All right.
Song.
And so you've given it all the information about what's going on in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Well, let's listen to this.
The cats, he tried to make the crowd meow. No one joined in. Jordan said it sucked. Wow. Dave lost a toenail. What an absolute fail. What to do with a nub? She's gonna have to paint the stub. The cats made the finals. Bailey Smith is our king. Even though he's a midfielder, he may fry it all. Davo wears a tinfoil hat while Tim's ass stays fat. Cal stormed a drive through revenge in their hooves. Pink lady apples are the best.
Yeah.
Forget green apples and the rest.
Ah.
The Australian sin isn't hot. It's definitely not. Ed Colonel came in and stirred the pot. Goodwood Band asked Jeremy Cameron to have their babies. No word from Jez, but we will take it as a maybe.
That was all things that, if you were a keen listener of the show, that would have all unfortunately made sense to you this week. And yeah, we will use the hell out of that free trial.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.